مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this program. الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة. Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 14th of جماد الآخرة 1445. Corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 28th of December, 2023. Let's welcome Hazrat Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, as we know, this is the silly season and New Year's is about to come. Mufti Saab, what do we need to know about the falsehood in this claim of New Year's?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today's program will be as follows. I'll give you the breaking news from Palestine, Gaza and so forth. Then inshallah tell you about New Year and then we'll go to Medina Munawwara, Ziyarat of Medina Munawwara if thousands of people are embarking on the great journey to the Haramain Sharifain inshallah. Day 83, three soldiers killed, Israeli soldiers day in Gaza. Senior Hamas leaders were told to warn Hezbollah chief half an hour before the October 7 attack. So it means they knew before time. Israel's ambassador to Germany, it is in Germany's interest that the sea routes are free as Houthis disrupt trade route. You see how they are feeling it now, Europe, America, Israel, they have to come right through via South Africa and other routes. Thereafter they got here. Haredi minister spent the day after Hamas massacre politicking for local elections. So they've got a lot of funny things going on. And thereafter, real danger facing Israel precedes Hamas attack and remains biggest threat. And thereafter, they got what stories we gave you before also. Then stop U.S. aid for Palestine genocide. They've got that big rallies in different parts of the world. And then shooting a gun empowered me. Carrying one is the least safe I felt in Israel. So they want to all carry guns suddenly. So they think that that will wake them up and bring security to them. Thereafter, remember that guns pushes back against Ben Gvir. So now guns is the guy who was in opposition. And then he said, no, I will join the war cabinet. So now he is going against Ben Gvir and says he'll remain in emergency government to win war. So among themselves, they got a big war going on. Quran Sharif taught us chapter 59, verse 14. And that will be, remember, that Surah 59, verse 14, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. Before that, Allah says, بَأْسُهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ شَدِيدٌ. The war amongst themselves, remember, is very, very severe. You think they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented, and their hearts are totally disunited. So therefore, we all should be clear. Allah Ta'ala says they are a nation. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. No brains they got. You can see murdering innocent babies and children, innocent women and men, 21, 22,000 people killed, and we say it's over 25,000, over 55,000 people injured. But alhamdulillah, our Hamas is taking on their soldiers, and they don't know whether they're coming or going, and they're getting a good whooping and a good threshing. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So today we told you is the 14th of Jumad al-Akhirah and it is the 28th of December 2023. So Sunday night they will tell you is what? New Year's Eve. You see? I wonder why they don't call it New Year's Eve, you understand? But anyway, that's their business. So New Year's Eve, and then Monday will usher in the new month and the new year. And that is, they will be saying, Happy New Year, and what then what New Year resolutions, 2024, and so many things will go on. Let me tell you something, Mazahid, which I'm sure you don't know about. In the heart and in the prime of apartheid, you know, I'm speaking in the 70s and 80s. So when it was like that, midnight. So okay, before that, let me explain to you the law under apartheid. If a white guy got married to a colored lady, Indian lady, black lady, married or took her as a girlfriend, we all know it's haram, but they would charge him, even if he got married. Why? They would say immorality act, or vice versa. If an African, Indian, or colored got married, or has a girlfriend, white lady, so then they would charge them. They would say immorality act. But in the 70s and in the 80s, in the height, in the prime of apartheid, on the stroke of midnight, New Year's Eve, especially Yeh Hillbrow and those areas there, when the countdown began, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and bang, now the New Year starts, the champagne and that, then everybody is kissing and smooching and that. So if the white guy kissed the African lady or the African man kissed the white lady and so forth, so they would just turn a blind eye, you see. They say, no, we can't charge them for immorality act now, because why? It's happy season, you see. So then they say, it's Nivayar. So los hala, it's the Nivayar, you see. So that's the Afrikaners, you speak Afrikaans. So they say, it's the Nivayar, los hala. Then the immorality act should not apply. You must remember for that 1 hour or say half an hour, whatever the case was. So that was the comical things of apartheid, you must remember that. So, but we must remember it, because as the generations go, then they tend to forget what were the laws. So it was called the Immorality Act. You must always remember that. Okay. How many people were arrested and so forth and so on. Now, to appreciate things, you must always apply the law we have. Al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-azdadiha. Things will always be recognized by their opposites. If you ask us as Muslims, show us your calendar, we say gladly, in the light of Quran Sharif, in the light of Sunnah Mubarakah, and we show you practically. So these are the three things, four things you must know. Surah 9, chapter 9, verse 36. Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. Verily the number of months by Almighty Allah, 12 lunar months. Remember the word 12. Underline it, underscore it. This was prescribed, ordained in the book of Allah, Yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard, the day Almighty Allah created the heavens and the earth. Minha arbatun hurum, and remember, four are sacred months. The Quran doesn't tell us which are the four sacred months. So we go to chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, verse 44. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the reminder. And that is the Quran Sharif, لِتُبَيِّنَا لِلنَّاسِ. You see the Jamaat, the Tabligh brothers will say, after Maghrib, after Isha, there's a bayan. That means explanation. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ تَبِيِّن. That means an explanation in detail. That's the difference. Bayan and tabiyin. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. What was revealed to them? وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So they can wonder, ponder, and reflect over it. Chapter 16, verse 44. So now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained which are the four sacred months. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Salatun mutawaliyat, three are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. So what is the meaning that they are sacred months, holy months? It means that there was automatic ceasefire. Nobody would get involved in war and combat even in the days of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic days. Zulqa'dah, the month of sitting. Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj. And Muharram, the respected month, Qudumul Hujjaj, the Hajjis are going back home. So it wasn't plain and all that those days. That time they had to walk and go on donkey and camel and whatever, horse or whatever they found. So it was 1 month's journey plus minus. So the first month, Zulqa'dah, traveling. Zulhijjah, perform Hajj. Muharram, come back. And which is the fourth month? And then Nabi alayhi salam said, Salatun mutawaliyat, three are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram, and the month of Rajab. Why Rajab? So during the course of the year, you have a safe passage to go and perform Umrah. You see the wisdom of it. But nowadays, to fight during this month and all that, if the need arises, is totally permissible. So our Islamic calendar is old as time itself, from time immemorial. So we gave you Quran, we gave you Sunnah, we give you now Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's awwaliyat. Awwaliyat-e-Umar means the reform Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought. Always write this year down, Mona Zahid, and all you listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So remember that we find that in the year Gregorian calendar, 636, and Islamic calendar, 16th year after Hijrah. Then he, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, had a meeting, long story, I'm just cutting it short, and you see that then they implemented, the implementation of the calendar took place in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. You see, before that this to have, but is to work with the important events. Wulid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ay am al-fil. In the year of the elephant, the Milad Mubarak, auspicious birth, honorable birth of the Master alayhi salam took place. Fateh Makkah, so a big incident. Conquest of Makkah, ay fi sanat ithamina, in the 8th year of the Hijrah. Hajjatul Wida, ay fi sanat al-Ashira, in the 10th year. Like that, the major events. But day to day, they would not implement it. So that was implemented by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu in the 16th. And in the same 16th year, in the same year, 636, then when Sayyidina Umar traveled from where? From Medina to Al-Quds al-Sharif, to Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas. And Sofrianus gave him the key. You must remember that, which we explained to you many a time in the past. So all this happened in the 16th year after the Hijrah, in the year 636, and Gregorian calendar. So that is our story, okay? And it's Farz-e Kifaya. What it is? Farz-e Kifaya. We are in Lanesia, so some of us must show and practice on this. Therefore, what I started now, Malana, and you should also do so, that tomorrow, as an example, I don't know where you are, if you're giving or you'll be not giving anywhere. So nowadays, wherever I deliver lecture, last week I was in Jami Masjid here in Lanesia, and tomorrow, inshallah, here in the Sufi Masjid, then next week, inshallah, Durban, and inshallah, Al-Aziz. So before I start my lecture, I praise Allah Ta'ala, send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then give the Islamic date. We must give currency to the Islamic date. We are guilty. If I ask you, Maulana, when were you born Islamically? When was your wife born Islamically? When were your children born Islamically? 90% of the ummah don't know. But you ask them Gregorian calendar, fatafat, we say, quick, they'll just give it. It shows we ourselves have given preference, you must remember, to the Gregorian calendar over the Islamic calendar, which is wrong. So we must always promote our Islamic calendar. Islam is the best, so we must share it with the rest. So even today we told you, I didn't tell you the date, but because we discuss in the calendar, taqweem, we call in Islam. So the taqweemul islami and taqweemul shamsi. So you must remember, ahwaz is taqweemul qamari. So remember that we're discussing it. Therefore I told you today is 28 December. Others, I don't mention it because people know it. We must give the Islamic date and calendar currency and make it common amongst the people, right? Now we go to these people. I ask any one of them in the world, anyone, Westerner, Easterner, or wherever you are, Please explain this to me, that you say today is 28 December 2023. But now, when you write it down, you write 28/12, and then you write 23, right? 28/12/23, isn't
it? Sure.
So now, when we study philology, the history, so we find that December, des means 10. November, nov means 9. October, ok means 8. September means 7. So it shows the month and the numbers are not corresponding. Mm. You see that? How come December means 10, but you're writing 12? November means 9, but you're writing 11. October means 8, but you're writing 10. September means 7, but you're writing 9. So something is fishy. So the thing is this, now we have to educate them that your new year, the Julian year, started 1st of March. You see? So you only got 10 months. But they couldn't come right. So then they had a Pope Gregory. Pope Gregory was running around with an idol, Janus, J-A-N-U-S. So he said, no, we must now make a new calendar, hence Gregorian calendar. First month dedicated to the idol, January, Janus. You got?
Sure.
Second one, also some god, goddess, and all that, February. Still they couldn't come right. Then they said, okay, so make every fourth year a leap year. So you see, I think next year, 2024, is a leap year. You can just check it up there. So see, just see February, you understood? That you will see is 29 days, that. So it's a leap year next year. So they got some days, 28, some months, 28, some months, 29, some months, 30, some months, 31.
Chief.
Next year is leap year, isn't
it? Huh?
Yeah.
2024.
So they left 29. So there's inconsistency, some months 28, some 29, some 30, some 31. Islamically, straightforward, there's different thing, we make a mess of it. But remember, Islamically is very, very straightforward. That is 29th day of the Islamic calendar, like today we sing is 14. So remember that when it comes to 29, we scan the sky, the crescent is sighted, then the next month started. The crescent is not sighted, then it becomes 30, and then automatically the first, you see. So Islamic system is so easy. People in a metropolitan, cosmopolitan area, or in the ocean, or in the forest and jungle, they just look up, they'll come to know the date. You see that? But this Gregorian calendar, me and you till today, we get confused sometimes, you must remember that. Is it 30? Is it 31? Is it 28? Is it 29? You see? So you must remember. So that is what our objections are on that. Now you come to celebration of the new year and so forth. So 1647, I told you this last week, that remember this, that this Christmas business is all haram, and the Puritan Parliament of Britain, last week we were in Masjid Sabri Masjid, and I spoke about this. There was a Jamaat there from Birmingham, from UK. First time in their life they heard that. So they tell me, just tell me again, which date was it banned? So I told them 1647. So I say, you better tell your Englishmen there when you go back, you see, that they're cooking all these things up, because masses are asses, so they're fooling you non-Muslims. You must remember that. Your Christmas also is cooked up. Your New Year also is cooked up. Your New Year is supposed to be 1st of March, not 1st of January. Because that's how your months will work then. Otherwise, it's not working out. So every way we tangle them up properly, you see. So that is what our aim must be. Our aim must be to show Islam is the best, and the remainder, we want to share it with the rest. And all these others are man-made system filled with, you understand, inconsistencies and batil and falsehood and so forth. So that is the main thing. So in Islam, we have no celebration and so forth for New Year and so forth. All haram it is. Why? Quran took an oath, remember that. And what Allah says, chapter 103, that Allah is telling me and you, wala asri. You see that? So Allah is taking, إن الله أقسم على كل ذي شأن. Allah takes oath on that which is very important, significant. So time, as time passes, then we should be appreciating it. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, نِئْمَتَان مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Two bounties, majority of the people have squandered it and wasted it. And what is that? Muslim and non-Muslim, مِنَ النَّاسِ. Your health and your leisure time, your free time, and so forth. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Quran, Sunnah, Sahaba. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu warda, faqihu hadhi al-ummah. When the sun used to go down and set, his face used to become somber. People ask him, what's wrong, Ustad? Ustadji, Sheikh? He says, naqasa fihi ajali, wa lam yazid fihi amali. That my lifespan is decreasing and my righteous deeds are not increasing. That is Muslim. Not that now the Baji is 70 years old and the Kala is 68 years old, 65 years old. Say, Ma, we brought for you a nice cake, 65 candles. Papa, we brought for you a cake, 70 candles. Blow there, Papa blew. And he couldn't even blow 7 candles off and he died after that, you see. So all this is shaitan, yet we must remember this kind of things. Yeah. So the older we get, the more concerned we should be about our death and about post-death. You must remember. That is the Islamic way. Allama, just one more incident, then finish, we go for a break, and then we'll continue with Madinah Munawwara Ziyarat. Allama Nawabi, the man who wrote Riyadu Salihin, the man who wrote the commentary of Muslim Sharif, remember that Al-Minhaj, the man who wrote most of the great books, you must remember the Al-Majmu and all that, the Sharah of Muhazzab of the Fiqh Shafi'iyya. He is A'lamun Nas bi Madhabi Shafi'iyya ba'd al-Imam Shafi'i. So on that there's consensus that he was a genius, and he only lived for 45 years at the age of 7. At the age of 7, he already saw Laylatul Qadr. His parents asked him, what's happening? He said, there's Noor, Noor, Noor. So they couldn't see anything. So they went to the Mashayikh, the Awliya, and they said that this boy is saying that he's seeing Noor everywhere. And they looked, it was 27 night. He saw at the age of 7, he saw Laylatul Qadr. If you want a reference of this, our Ustad, our Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, gave me his book, Riyadu Salihin, with his notes and ta'liq and all that. In the Muqaddama, he wrote the Tarjama and biography of Allama Nawawi, he mentioned it there. You see? So Allama Nawawi, 45 years. Me and you got all gadgets, computer and cell phone and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. We can put 45 people today, we won't be able to do the work which Allama Nawawi did. See, like that. So he never got married. I'm not saying one get married. I want to show you how they made qimatu zaman indal ulama, how they appreciated time. Time is our capital. Today we kill time and so forth. So you must remember, Allama Nawawi used to have one meal a day. No wife, no children, business. And he said, I don't have time to eat. And you're telling me about wife and children and so forth. So these are the akabir. Al-Imam Shafi used to say, Al-Waqtu ka saif. Time is like a sword. Better you use it. Otherwise, that sword will kill you. And today we use that expression. Why are you going fishing? Why are you going here? I'm going to kill time. See? So this genius these people were. Imam Shafi, 54 years old. Today, which person in the world can say at the age of 50, 54, he did the work Imam Shafi did? Nobody in the world can do that. So that is how Allah gave them barakah, blessing in their time. So it is time for reflection. It is not time for celebration. That is what the Muslim must understand. Totally haram it is. We end off with the fatwa of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, mentioned in Bayhaqi, اجتنبوا أعداء الله في عيدهم. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their celebrations. You see? So that is now the big lesson we all must take. Allah give us tawfiq.
Ameen. We'll meet you, O listener, after the break, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Respected listener, we return to this program. Our discussion is on Medina Munawwara, inshallah. Mufti Sahib, what's the definition of Medina Munawwara?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Medina means a city. And for Medina Munawwara, we add alif lam to draw a distinction. We say al-Medina wa min ahlil Medina. You see, Quran says, and from some people of Medina you will find maradu ala nifaq, that they persist and continue with the hypocrisy. La ta'alamuhum, you do not know them. Nahnu na'alamuhum, we know them. Sanu'adhibuhum marratain, that we're going to punish them double the amount, one in this dunya and one in barzakh, and then in the year after. So sanu'adhibuhum marratain thumma yuradduna ila adhabin azim, and then they will be returned to the worst and greatest punishment, and that is in Jahannam, Allah forbid. So that is Al-Madinah. So Medina Munawwara. So chapter 9, verse 101. Second one, remember that Medina Munawwara has so many virtues and manaqib. Open Bukhari Sharif, you will find there's a whole chapter on the virtues of Bukhari Sharif. And the last statement you will find there is the dua of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen. Allahumma arzukuni shahadatan fi sabilik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path, you know. Waj al-mawti bi baladi rasulik, in the city of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let me just take you through 4 or 5 discussions so you know what's happening. You are coming from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. You are coming from Jeddah to Medina Munawwara. You are coming directly from Dubai, direct to Medina. You're coming from Cairo, direct to Medina Munawwara. You're coming from Addis Ababa, direct to Medina. You are coming with Turkish Airlines, direct to Medina. So I'm just giving examples. So what must you do? So you must remember, the nearer you come to Medina Munawwara, we can't tell the pilot to go faster. We can't tell the driver to go faster. That is wrong also. So we must increase the tempo and quantity of Durood Sharif and Salawat. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his great excessive love for Medina Munawwara, the nearer the Master alayhi salam would come on the Camel Mubarak, for example, then Asra'ah, then the Master alayhi salatu salam would go faster and faster. My Medina is coming, Medina Munawwara is coming. So we can't do that. So what we must do, we must increase the tempo and quantity of Durood Sharif. This is not a sunnah. Sometimes people confuse things. Some ulama have written that when you're traveling towards Medina, then you should read Surah Kawthar 100 times, 1,000 times. We say it's permissible, but it's not sunnah. We must always draw that distinction. What is permissible? A da'bu salihin, amalu salihin. Some pious people suggested it. Tik mean okay, that we will say is permissible. But you can't say it's sunnah. We must be very careful about that. So, but Durood Sharif, that Quran speaks of it, and that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about it, and the virtues are so majestic, remember that. So therefore, we must give preference to that, that read more and more Durood Sharif. Then when you come to Medina Munawwara, mashallah, you settle down in your hotel and so forth, take a bath and whatever, you change into your nice clothes and whatever, and then you, the men, apply itar, perfume, whatever, and then you come from your room, your hotel, towards Masjidun Nabawi. On the way, give out charity. The charity, everything I said now, is for everybody, men and women, but for the women, no fragrance and itar and all that, when you come out. So anyway, remember that, give out charity. This is mustahab, is good. Why? Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha najaytum rasul faqaddimu bayna yaday najwakum sadaqah. You're going to speak to the Master, alayhi salam. So before you give, before you speak to the Master, alayhi salam, give out charity. So the only person who practiced on this verse whilst it was compulsory is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Hada min manaqib Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. This is one of the great distinctions and virtues of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So anyway, then the ayat was, you understand, cancelled, abrogated, now it became mustahab and so forth. Then you enter with your right foot, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, rabbi ghfirli dhunubi, Allahumma aftahli abwaaba rahmatik. This is not only for Masjid Nabawi, this is for all masajid in the world. Every masjid is a super spreader of Allah's mercy, not super spreader of virus. You say super spreader of virus and you insult the masjid, you go out of the fold of Islam. So you must remember the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Muslim Sharif, Ahabbul biladi ilallah masajiduha. The best place in the world is a masjid, and the greatest masjid is Makkah Mukarramah, Masjidul Haram, then Masjidul Nabawi, then Masjidul Aqsa, and then Masjid Quba, and they after all the masajid are equal. So, and the worst place was abghadul biladi ilallah aswaqwa is the market. Then a market, they won't say this virus, but in a masjid they will say virus. You can see how the brains are gone topsy turvy. You understand? So Allah forbid, Allah give hidayat. Thereafter you read 2 rakat tahiyyatul masjid if it's not makruh time, and then you, the men, you go in front and you go offer salami, salat and salam. So you stand in front of the master, 2-3 lines by heart. It, the mistake our people make, they say assalamu alayka ya rasulallah. No, Allah commanded us 2 commandments, chapter 33 verse 56, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Verily, all my angels descend salutations upon Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا 1 commandment. صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا 2 commandment. تَسْلِيمًا. So say as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya ayyul muzammil. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya al-muddathir. So was the, but you can't stand long. The police are there doing harrik harrik the whole time. So instead of making more zikr, they're making more harrik harrik the whole time. Move it up, Haji. And then by Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, As-salamu alayka ya khalifata Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. So these are the easiest way of doing it, because the crowd is big and so forth and so on. Okay? So now your salami is done. So how many times a day? So you can do it once a day, twice a day, thrice a day. From far, a distance also you can do. In fact, for the ladies, we encourage them to do it from a distance. There's so much commotion, congestion there where the ladies are. So therefore, my sister, wherever you are, just stand from there, even sitting, but better to stand for respect and so forth. And then from there, you just face the Rawdah Mubarak, and then you send your salat and salam, and that also will suffice. So now we showed you that. And remember the virtues, if you can, but most people don't do it nowadays because they take 2-week package. So they get 6 nights or 7 nights in Medina Munawwara, 6-7 nights in Makkah. So if you can, therefore when we used to go for groups, you know, take people for Hajj Umrah, I used to tell the agents, this is very unfair. You know, the people are paying 50,000, 60,000, 70,000, 100,000 if they wanted a very smart package and that Hajj time 6 weeks and whatever. So you'll give them 8 nights in Medina. So that's not right. Why? Because you get delayed at the airport, you get delayed. So they stuck on 38 Salat, 37 Salat, 36 Salat. So make it 9 nights for every Haji, you see, who are staying for so long. So then they agreed on that. So remember, so why we don't say it's compulsory, but we definitely will say it is encouraged. And the hadith is mentioned under authority of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu an, and in Musnad Ahmad. Man swalla fi masjidi hadha 40 salatan la tafutuhu salatun. You read 40 consecutive salat, first salat, and you never miss any portion of salat. Meaning, what takbir-e-ula you read. then three things will happen. That person, a bara'atu min al-nifaq, and bara'atu min al-nar, and najatu min al-adhab. So he'll get freedom from the punishment, he'll be free from nifaq and hypocrisy, and he'll be free from the fire, and so forth. So there's kalam on the hadith, but the fact remains we accept it, because in fada'il, even weak a hadith will be acceptable. So again, I reiterate, to read 40 salat in Masjid Nabawi, behind the Imam, that is very, very much encouraged for the men. For the women, you read on time there in your hotel room, you'll get the same reward as well. And if somebody asks you, where's the dalil, that the woman must read in the hotel room and so forth, or in their houses, the hadith is sahih. Go open targhib wa tarhib. Umme Humayd As-Sa'idiyya radiallahu anha came in Medina Munawwara to the Master alayhi salam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, I want to perform salat behind you inside Masjid Nabawi. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, yes, I know. I know how much you love me, how much you love Masjid Nabawi, but you see your house got three parts. If you read salat in front, you will get more reward there than reading salat in congregation in Masjid Nabawi. Behind me also, behind me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You read in the middle, your reward will increase. You read fi qa'ari baytik, right at the back, you will get the optimum, maximum reward. The hadith mentioned in Targhib wa Tarhib by Allama Munziri, Sheikh Albani himself, I have the copy, he wrote that hadith un sahih. This is authentic hadith. And this is A'imma Arba'ah. All of them agree. So today our fatwa is this. If the woman reads salat, any of the ladies, in the Haramain Sharifain, in the Haram itself, behind the Imam, the salat is valid. There's no such thing as salat is not valid. Salat is valid. But what is better and what is best, that the salat you read in your room, so that will be better and the reward will be much more. Similarly, some ladies read Janaza salat, some ladies read Jummah salat. So sometimes they read Jummah salat with the Imam, then some other crazy ladies will tell them, no, you must read Zuhr. Totally wrong, there's no such thing. If you read Zuhr salat, finish, it's valid, and the Zuhr salat falls away. So we must understand all these things. Make your journey a journey ala basira. It must be a quality umrah, a quality ziyarat, not just going through the motions like sheep, you know, sheep mentality, and they did, we did. No, Islam don't want that. Islam wants ala basira. We must do things, we must know what we are doing, and so forth and so on. So that is there. Then how you will spend your time, there must be mahabba, there must be love and respect for the Master alayhi salatu salam. You are in the city of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Surah 49, Surah Hujurat, and verse number 2, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. See, remember these two ayahs. All of you who are going for Umrah, all of you who are going for Hajj, all of you going to Medina Munawwara, these two ayats you must write down and by heart it and always remember it. In the Haram Sharif, there in Makkah, Haram means, you know, you got BMW, M3, 3M, whatever you call. So you can call it M3, 3M. Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. So 3M. So that constitutes the Haram. Quran says, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادِمْ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. You just make intention of deviation. You just make intention of oppression, transgression. نُذِقُهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. On the intention, the person did not perpetrate and commit the crime already. Just on the intention, we will unleash for him a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. Allah mahfadna min. Great, great Sahaba. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu would not stay in Makkah for this reason. They would stay outside. And therefore, in the year 68, he passed away there in Taif. And Muhammad bin Hanafiya, the son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and performed his janazah salat. Medina Munawwara, see Surah 49, verse 2. And what is there? يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Don't raise your voice above that of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض. I can call you Zahid, you can call me Abdul Qadir, I can call you Suleiman, no problem in that. So you must remember. But when you speak about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they must be honorary titles used. It's compulsory. Surah Nur, Surah 24, and verses number 62, 63. Go read all that. لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. See, Allah made it. So before the Nami, after the Ismigrami, take honorable names. Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, words like that. So whatever words of respect is fine. So this, we must learn this. Now just take today, you will find hundreds of people going for salam. Hey, they laughing and they joking, and every second guy got a jawal, his cell phone is busy with a video, and they shouting, screaming and all. See what Quran says. You're showing disrespect to the Master alayhi salam. Antahbata a'malukum. Habte a'mal will take place. Your actions will all go in vain. They'll disappear. Wa antum la tash'urun. And you will not even realize it. What a great strong wa'id and warning. Quran, hadith in Muslim. Hadith, you must remember, in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah. Is authentic hadith. Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tafala tujaha al-qibla, who spits in the direction of the Qibla, the Kaaba Musharrafa, Ja'a yawm al-qiyamah, you will come on day of justice, wa tafluhu bayna aynay, and the saliva will be there between your eyes, stuck on your forehead. To disgrace that person. Sahih hadith this. Even Sheikh Albani said it's sahih. Rahimahullah. And remember the Sha'ir, the poet said, what he said, so beautiful. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. Wa ma saqata man saqata illa bisu'il adabi. You can never be successful unless you show adab. Respect to Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Masjid al-Quba, all our masajid. Unless you show respect to your beloved parents, to your teachers, to your elders and so forth, then you will be successful. And once you become gustakh, you become be'adab, you become disrespectful, then you say, what you talking, all this is your Indian culture and all you all brought from your gham. Is this all gham business I'm giving? I'm quoting Quran, hadith and so forth. And I'm telling you how Sahaba used to practice and so forth. So we should think seriously about that. That will be a means of us, sakata, to get disgrace and fall down and humiliated. Remember that. So we need to learn. Aqidat biho or mahabbat biho. We must have the greatest love for the Master alayhi salam, the greatest love for Madinah, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. And we must display it with our speech, with our actions, and that is not some holiday or some holiday resort or some shopping spree, and we just go there and carry on like how we want to. Therefore, the people go millions, but they come back kama kan, as they are. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib said, yeah, last week I quoted it for one student also. I told him something, but he didn't want to listen to me. So I told him, you were there when I delivered the lecture in Dalum, Newcastle. They told me to give nasiha to the students. I said, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, who passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976, in the starting of the year when the students would come, then he would address the students and say, see, these are the laws of the madrasa, and these are the aims. Make your niyat pure. Know why you're studying. Darulum is a place where you must learn the khashya, the love of Allah, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you came here, and then after 5 years, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, and then you went away, you say, what this teacher, and they just waste my time and so forth, then your example is, Ja' al-himaru sagheer, wa raja' al-himaru al-kabir. That is Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib's words. You came as a small donkey, yeah, and you return as a big donkey. That's it. And I'm not speaking about elderly. This is Faqihul Ummah, Adil Ummah. He was the Grand Mufti, you remember, of Pakistan. He was one of the senior Muftis in India, where he was born in Deoband and so forth. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh used to ask him for fatwa, right? What is the fatwa on this issue, on this issue? So much etimad and reliance and trustworthiness they had. So you must remember, we're not speaking of ordinary people here. So the point I'm making here is that this is a big, big deficiency. Not only South Africans, 90%, 80%. The intention is wrong. The intention is no more Umrah and Ziyarah. The intention is holiday. The intention is shopping. The intention is just come, we're just passing by somewhere. Let's just hit a trip quickly, then from there, Dubai, India, New York, London, here, there. So that is the problem. Remember that. So we must be very, very circumspect and careful.
Mufti Saab, we know that MBS put the law that a person can only visit the Rawdah Mubarak once a year. So a Salafi says, how can you people cheat the system? We know the narration of Muslim that whoever cheats is not from us. So how can we cheat the system?
So you must ask them, this laws MBS put that in Makkah Mukarramah that you can't come, you understand, downstairs and perform. You must remember Umrah, Ayatawaf and all that. Is his haram this? Is his father's haram? Is his grandfather's haram? What the Quran said, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So we say you don't have to listen to him anything. He's a murtad, he's a harami of the first order. Hadith is sahih in Mishkat Sharif Ibn Majah. La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. And this hadith in Abu Dawood and so forth. And you must remember Jabir bin Mut'im and them narrate and so forth. You can just take up the Ravi again and so forth. Anyway, the words go. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La tamna'u ahadan tawfa bihadha al-bayt. No one has the right to prevent anybody from making tawaf here by Baytullah. And you come with your royal family. Why you don't go upstairs? He never goes upstairs. They all go downstairs. For the public, you got something else. For yourself, you got something else. So you pakka munafikin and pakka murtaddin you are. And you can quote me anywhere in the world. So why must we listen to him? So if you jippo the system on the phone and all that and go second time, third time, totally permissible. For because your laws are kufr itself. Who gave you the right to bring? Your laws are what? Chapter 5, verse 50. Afa hukm al jahil. You see, your laws are what? Jahiliyyah. So that is what you are. Therefore, me, I don't go. You must remember that, because you must remember, according to my fatwa and verdict, that the Saudi government currently, and MBS especially, and that Sheikh Isa and that of Rabita, whole lot murtads out of the fold of Islam they are. So you must remember that we got nothing to do with them. Lana a'maluna walakum a'malukum, lakum dinukum waliyadin. That is our story with them. So these Salafis are on the payroll. I asked them a question this morning. I said that MBS and them announced there, if you've been, I've been to all these places. If you go from Khaybar and you go towards Tabuk, then you will find a pass a place called Al-Ula. I spent the night in Al-Ula, in that Iraq hotel and all that. There was nobody there, I think 5-10 people. You know what I mean, nobody. It was off-season. That person also got surprised that we came. So I told him, no, I'm from Junubi, and I had a special visa, so I could travel anywhere. So with Allah's help, in fact, the police caught us one place. They said, what you doing here? So I showed them my passport. They said, Sheikh, anta diplomacy. You understand? You belong to the diplomats. So I just kept quiet. They said, no, wait. They brought a police car to escort us. You understood? For 50 kilos. Then another police car came to escort us and all this. I said, these are idiots. They don't understand. Very good. Let them escort us. You understood? So this type of things. They hold a passport. You understand? South African passport. And they read from right to left. English, you must read left to right. But they read right to left, you know. Like Arabic, and foolish guys. So anyways, you must remember these type of things here. So what I was telling you, if you go that side there, Khaybar, Al-Ula, Tabuk, all that, you will find the building, the Neom city. So what is the Neom City? He's inviting thousands of American Jews, other Jews, whiteies primarily. You must come here, settle here. We will give you Saudi citizenship. You do what you want to, wine, dine, swine, everything will be legal there. You understand? And so forth. So now, such people are Muslim. Habibuna, you speak of Muslim Sharif, eh? Salafi, you speak of Muslim Sharif. Muslim Sharif said, أَخْرِجُ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his deathbed said, if you know Maimon, we got special words for special occasion. When my father was passing away, he told me one, two words. He said, so what we say, مَنْ جَوْ پَيْجُ أَرْمَانُوَ مَنْ جَوْ پَيْجُ أَرْمَانُوَ. This was the final farewell message of my father, my farewell message of my mother. So how importance we attach to it. Our father, mothers are ordinary people. They're not some special people. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved in the whole world and universe. And he gave the commandment. And you bring them inside. And you tell me you're Muslim. You pakka murtad, that's what you are. And you Salafis, you will never ever be on right unless you condemn MBS and his cronies. Because he's a pakka murtad. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ فَهُوَ مُرْتَدٌ. So that is our fatwa. If you agree with him, then you also murtad. So that is our story. Make dua, inshallah. Next week what we'll do, inshallah, Maulana Zahid, that we will discuss the places to visit and all that, inshallah. And the Ziyaratul Maqabir and Ziyaratul Masajid and all these issues. So inshallah we will discuss all that, inshallah al-aziz. Allah Jalla wa'ala give us tawfiq. Tonight we read abundant durood sharif, salawat upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin, upon the Master alayhi salatu salam. And we read Surah Kahf. Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf fi laylat al-jumu'ah adha'a lahu min an-nur ma baynahu wa bayn al-bayt al-atiq. The sahih hadith, authentic hadith in Darimi. Whoever reads Surah Kahf tonight after Maghrib, after Isha, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless him or her from where you are right till the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Wallahu al-Muwafiq. Allah give tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.